campaigning in New York. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News. In the final push before the midterm elections, President Biden stumping in Yonkers, New York Sunday for Democratic Governor Kathy Hochul, who's attempting to retain her seat. The president addressing the crowd on the most important thing to remember.
We're the United States of America. And there's nothing beyond our capacity if we work together. So vote. Get out the vote now.
Governor Hochul's lead over her Republican opponent, Representative Lee Zeldin, has been shrinking. Some polls show she's ahead by 4 points, a big decline from August when she held a 17-point lead. Meanwhile, former President Trump at a rally in Miami, Florida, also emphasizing how crucial it is to vote.
If you want to stop the destruction of our country and save the American dream, you don't hear too much about the American dream over the last 2 years, then this Tuesday, you must go out and vote Republican in this giant red wave.
The former president endorsing Florida's Republican Governor Ron DeSantis and Senator Marco Rubio in their reelection bids. The Senate race in Ohio is heating up as Democratic Congressman Tim Ryan and Republican J.D. Vance face off to succeed retiring Republican Senator Rob Portman. Fox's Mark Meredith has more from Mount Vernon, Ohio.
For Republican Senate candidate J.D. Vance, he's just been barnstorming the Buckeye State, trying to reach out to voters, explain his campaign message, what he's all about, and his background, because this is a close race. But the real event for J.D. Vance is going to happen when former President Trump is set to hold a rally in Dayton on the eve of the election. His opponent in this race, Ohio Congressman Tim Ryan, is trying to run more as a moderate.
Powerball jackpot now stands at $1.9 billion. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden receiving criticism for his recent comments on coal. Fox's Lucas Tomlinson has the details.
Coal is still responsible for 22% of this country's electricity. Speaking in California, President Biden says he wants to shut that industry down.
The White House backpedaling from those comments, saying, quote, the president's remarks Friday have been twisted to suggest a meaning that was not intended. He regrets it if anyone hearing those remarks took offense. In coal country, West Virginia's Democratic Senator Joe Manchin took offense and fired back, quote, President Biden's comments are not only outrageous and divorced from reality, they ignore the severe economic pain the American people are feeling because of rising energy costs. Comments like these are the reason the American people are losing trust in President Biden. It seems his positions change depending on the audience and the politics of the day.
A New York City woman is arrested following a stabbing at a Ruth's Chris steakhouse. Fox's Ted Lidner with the story.
Police say the beef was over a bill that led to the bloody brawl. It reportedly started after a group of customers began complaining about their check. That caught the attention of other diners, including 41-year-old Joan Thompson. Thompson's table then began exchanging words with the group, and that's when witnesses say a man from the group allegedly began throwing punches, landing several on Thompson's younger dining partner. Thompson then allegedly picked up a steak knife and plunged it into the man's back.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers pulling off a stunning win over the Los Angeles Rams 16-13 in the game's final seconds. Bucs quarterback Tom Brady throwing the go-ahead game-winning touchdown to tight end Cade Otton.
Here's the snap for Brady. Thanks to Fournette. He throws. It's caught. It's in for the touchdown! Incredible! Tampa Bay takes it 60 yards!
Sound courtesy of CBS. It was also a record-breaking day for Brady. He became the first player in NFL history to pass for more than 100,000 yards in a career. I'm Laura Cantor, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Failla, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.